Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, part two of our interview with Congressman Mark Amaday. For the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions, and all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, this is part two of our interview with Congressman Mark Amaday. We're taping this on the 11th of January after the incidents of last Wednesday. You talk about 2020 hindsight. Obviously, that's what we're all dealing with. But at the same time, this is not something new on either side of the aisle.
Yeah.
And in fact, let's take it away from the aisle and say that on the fringes of the left and right, there have been people who have been antagonizing situations for decades. Here in Northern Nevada, I can point to the BLM office bombings in Carson City and in Reno. What was that, back in the early 90s, I believe?
Yeah, Forest Service. Yeah.
Yes. We've seen, you know, the whole Bundy incidents, multiple down in Southern Nevada, but also in Oregon. This has been bubbling for a long time. We've seen, and on the other side, I don't want to be blaming any particular group here. I'm looking at everybody. So the incidents in Seattle, in Portland, you know, the list goes on.
Yep.
So it's not like we've not been aware that that things were coming to a head. And because of social media, you know, it used to be that you read the newspaper and, you know, we used to have those. And they'd have letters. Yeah, you had letters to the editor. And they'd always print at least one or two of the crazy people that would get in there. And then as the internet progressed and newspapers went online, then it became the comments section that got crazy. So you would read the letters to the editor, but you wouldn't necessarily read the comments. Now with Twitter, Facebook, all these different social media sites, the constant pressure of not only talk radio, but also the news networks that are filling 24 hours a day. It's not like we didn't know that this was not only bubbling up, but almost to a point being encouraged.
What makes this situation different is because it was the United States Capitol building. As a symbol, this is probably the most profound symbol there is. But we didn't get here in a vacuum. And so obviously for that symbol, what was done to that, it's like, there you go, let the floodgates open. But you chronicled it very well. It's like there's a lot of people that are incredibly incensed by the fact that basically you're burning cities, central cities down. You're allowing this. Oh, but if it's this group, then it's kind of okay, and oh, it's reparations, it's not looting. Maxine Waters, and I don't hate Maxine, But it's like, she's like, you're darn right. You go after those people in their homes. You go after them in restaurants. And it's like, really? Is that really what it's come to? And then you go to the social media stuff. And even today, there's people that are like, Twitter can do whatever it wants because it's a private company. And it's like, well, no disrespect, but so is Standard Oil. So is the Bell system. It's like, of course you're a private company. But if you have basically taken it so that you are the 800-pound gorilla in that market, then guess what? It's time to have the discussion on. So when you guys say, we don't like what you're saying, Sam Shad, you're done. And you're saying, well, what does that actually mean? It's like, I'll tell you what, absolutely they're a private company. But they've basically attained as close as you can get to monopoly status in the modern age. There's something that people, I mean, there's on both sides of the aisle, sit there in front of it 3 and 4 hours a day. They're addicted to it. And they're pumping this stuff out, and you are controlling content. And I'm not saying I'm not saying that's evil. I'm just saying, let's quit dancing around it. You're controlling content. And to sit there and go, but I'm a private company, I can do whatever I want. Not when you got 80, 90% of whatever that medium is, quite frankly, you know? And so...
Okay, so this may be a little early in this discussion, but using your example of the Bell companies, and for those younger folks that are not aware, the phone company used to be one large company across the United States, and it was broken up, and eventually what ended up happening was that, you know, it eventually became AT&T, and now AT&T has, what, 8 different divisions. The Westin division that invents all the new phone stuff is a separate division. They are all hugely successful companies. So yes, it was broken up, but it came back bigger and stronger than ever. So just because you break something up doesn't mean to say you destroy it. But
you know, to say you shouldn't even look at what space they occupy in the communications thing right now?
Oh, no, I agree with you.
It's like, don't tell me you're a private company and therefore you can't do anything to me. It's like, we've done stuff to private companies throughout history here when they've reached a certain step. It's almost like saying, Sam, it feels to me like, you know what, we don't like your politics, so I'm not selling you water. Or I don't like your politics, we're not selling you power or natural gas. I mean, that's how they've become. And listen, they've gone out to do it, and from a strictly capitalistic point of view, congratulations, you've been phenomenally successful. But now when you start picking, and I mean, where it's like, nope, you're off, you can stay on, you're off. Oh, you set something out that's got 300,000? There's a colleague of mine that's not there anymore. I read his tweet that basically, I mean, Sam, it's vanilla. Your account's suspended. Because it talked about election integrity. It was like 8 lines long. It's had 300 plus thousand views in the last 4 or 5 days. And it's like, your account's done. Who made that decision?
Okay, but you know, the boiling point that the population is at right now is looking at issues of the Constitution. It's looking at First Amendment rights. It's looking at lots of things that under normal circumstances, regular people don't think about. But in this age of social media and, as I said, 24-hour news networks, it's pretty hard to avoid that discussion. Because, let's face it, they were all concerned that at the end of President Trump's presidency, what were they going to cover? That they weren't going to have a president to cover 24 hours a day, and how do you sell the advertising if the people aren't there to watch and listen to your programming? And so they've got coronavirus for a time being, but that looks like that's going to be winding down. But you can read New York Times, Wall Street Journal. Yes, absolutely. But you can read New York Times, Wall Street Journal stories. So both sides of the political spectrum there on the future of media. And the survival of media, because the car dealers are gone. 60% of their advertising is online now. Yep. So for television, it's not there. The only money they really make is in political season when this huge money is being spent. So, I mean, there's a reason that they're all promoting this. And, you know, again, I come back to the point of when the population is already at boil, is this the time where you start going censorship?
Well, good point, and let me add one more thing. Out this morning, there are Blue Cross Blue Shield, some bank, and some other outfit that have said, we're not, you talk about
no political,
yeah. We're not contributing to anybody who voted to decertify the election. And you're like, and so it's like, oh, okay. So it's almost like I, as a guy who sit here and go, you know, the rules are important, the Constitution's important, the facts are important. And so if you want to discuss why you did what you did, it's like, that's where we go. And it's like, quite frankly, when you're sitting there and you're going, listen, I may not have voted that way, but I'm certainly not going to say, never talking to you again, if you did vote that way. It's like, we disagree. I feel comfortable with where I'm at. We went down all the layers we went, and that has disappointed a lot of people as well. But to now say, we're not going to contribute to you people anymore based on this, and it's like, and guess what? I'm pretty sure there's going to be an impeachment vote coming up. So it's like, if you didn't engage in the politics of revenge within 96 hours, you know, 5 days of this thing happening, it's like, okay. I mean, that's the world we live in. But quite frankly, for those people that are trying to find solutions to the issues, whether it's election integrity, coronavirus, all that other sort of stuff, it's like, well, you have no place trying to actually study the issue and research what the things are on both sides and make a decision and be transparent about it. It's like, we'll have none of that. We're going to give you a litmus test that consists of one vote for these people. Some of them, it'll be their first vote, or one of them. Others, you know, like me, it's like 20-year record.
Okay.
So you're just sitting there going, okay.
All right, but this is how it works. It's all about the money. Because if a campaign doesn't have money, it cannot survive. Ask Jim Gibbons. When Brian Sandoval decided he was going to run for governor, all the money to Jim Gibbons disappeared.
Well, or ask Frankie Sue Del Papa when she wanted to run. It was like, nope, the guys on the strip aren't contributing to you.
So, you know, they're the people that have the ability to direct money. And, you know, I don't know that there's anywhere that says you're not allowed to do that.
No, I know that. But quite frankly, a lot of the cynicism right now with all those people out there is, and they play it both ways, it's all about the money. You know, this whole thing in Washington is a wash, and it's all about the money. And quite frankly, that doesn't give people confidence in their government. But it's like, well, what you say, I can't argue that. I'm just saying, wouldn't it be nice if people had some confidence in their government? And it's like, nope, guess what? Tough, because those folks with the huge amounts of money are gonna swing the bat they swing. You know, the only advantage I got is I'm blessed it's not an expensive media market. So I don't have to go out there to exist and raise millions of dollars, you know, $1 million a quarter or whatever. So I don't know. It's.
But I mean, you know, you can take entertainers, for example.
Yeah.
People are constantly watching them for whatever their political persuasion, or they may just be entertainers that have made comments in a certain way. The minute they say something that the people who are against them see as a potential weapon, what do? They call the advertisers and say, pull your advertising.
Yeah.
Ask Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
Fox News has at least been successful in moving that money to other programming so that they could still maintain their coverage. And I'm sure the same thing happens with Rachel Maddow over at MSNBC. People are just sitting there waiting for them to say, you know, what the situation is in terms of any issue that can be gotten after. Or Don Imus, you know, he made a really stupid remark, and people who had been after him for decades went, this is our moment, sponsors
yep.
are gone, CBS is gone, MSNBC is gone, and later they both had to pay him off, $10 million apiece,
yeah.
because in his contract it said you're supposed to be outrageous. Interesting. Let's take a break, we'll come back more with Congressman Amadei after this.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here. UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amadei. This is part two of a two-part series of shows. So if you missed part one, please go back and check it out on our website, nevadanewsmakers.com. Or subscribe to the podcast, a really good way to keep up. So now, the question that has to be asked is, was it a fair election? Did the president lose?
You know what? I mean, I voted in the two states that I voted based on, I mean, we looked at who the on-site people were that certified that ultimately. And in Arizona, three out of the four are Republicans. And by the way, I know they're rhinos now, but it's like, the Republican governor of Arizona wasn't a rhino before this. The Republican attorney general wasn't a rhino before this. The Republican chief of the Arizona Supreme Court wasn't a rhino. And they voted unanimously as the frontline folks on are we certifying this or not in terms of, you know, they expanded registration. But when you look, when you go down below the social media discussion, it's like, yeah, but there were more Republicans than Democrats that signed up during that. Well, do you know how they voted? No. And they say, well, they did that to throw us off and whatever. It's like, well, I know there are hypotheses and theories, but quite frankly, you got to be able. And so, I mean, I voted the way I did on it. So my answer to your question is this. Did dead people vote? Yeah, they did. But it wasn't enough to change the results. Were people paying people to vote in some instances? And some of them were here in Nevada as well. It's like, yep. But the rule says if you do that, the person who's given them a gift card or whatever is going to jail. You know, you got to prosecute them and prove it. But it doesn't wipe the vote out. It's still Sam Shad's vote. And the fact that he took a $150 gift card means somebody's going to jail. But he was legitimately registered and is entitled to vote, and he did. And so you can't wipe that out. So then you get to the stuff that I'm most familiar with is like, well, we've got affidavits alleging this and that, but you need more than what's in those affidavits, which is why Todd Russell and Carson, whose dad is a former Republican governor of the state, not that that makes him prejudiced one way or another, but Todd's not in the tank for anybody. And so you say, well, it's like, listen, the percentage that the president lost Nevada by this time to Joe Biden compared to Hillary Clinton is the same. It's 2.4%. He had a 75,000 vote advantage going into Washoe and Clark. He lost 10,000 of it in Clark, so he had a 65,000. And Clark came in 100,000 more for what was their potent? Were there mistakes and stuff that went on in Clark? Yeah, but you weren't able to prove that it was 33,000 worth. And so do we need election reform? Yeah. Do we need to build some of that stuff up? Yes. In Nevada's mail-in balloting stuff that was done 90 days before the election, it's like, do we need to strengthen the whole thing about mailing to people who don't ask for it and letting them mail in? There's no personal involvement like there is with everything else. And it's disappointing to me, Sam, to see that those folks are not going, you know, if the gentleman that runs elections in Clark County, if you, it's like, then why don't you get out there and say, let me walk you through this step by step and tell you why we're really good. I'm not going to criticize the voting in Nevada. Jesus, I won by 60,000 votes. There were 75,000 votes ahead for Trump before we got to Washoe and Clark. I don't think Washoe cheated. Did they make some mistakes? Yeah, but it didn't change the result. And so I'm just, it's like if it was there, we didn't show 33,000 worth to any degree of objective whatever. Now, am I happy with the way that turned out? No, but I'm not going to go out and say, I'm just going to assume because there's a bunch of stuff on social media or otherwise that it isn't. And so this is incredibly unpopular with many in my base, but it's like, you know what? I went and looked. And by the way the thing's set up for my vote, they pretty clearly, if you're a constitutional and Federalist Papers person, they didn't want the presidential election being decided in the House of Representatives or the Senate. So it's like, I'm just sitting there going, if I had a do-over for it, I wouldn't. Do I think that the election was stolen from the president in Arizona where we took a deep dive? I don't. That's why I voted the way I did, after looking at all that. Do I think it was stolen from him in Nevada? I don't. I mean, I looked at all of it without being told what to think by somebody on the internet. Both ways.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be back with Congressman Mark Hamaday after this timeout.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, part two of our conversation with Congressman Mark Hamaday. Quick answers if you can, please. Should they go with impeachment?
No.
Mike Pence seems to be on the track of not wanting to go with the 25th Amendment. Does that just end that right there?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, a topic that has come up in the last 24 hours is numbers have come out showing how little of the vaccine that has been shipped to Nevada has actually been vaccinated into people. What is going on, and should the congressional delegation, including yourself, be doing something to help Governor Sisolak, and I'm being kind, get this done more efficiently?
Well, I mean, we've got a briefing scheduled tomorrow if I'm not on the floor voting for whatever. With the folks who are the head of the vaccine thing at the state level. Now, I can tell you this. I visited with health department people within the last 10 days who have said they think the state people, as far as the vaccine people, are doing a great job. The Quad Counties people said that. They've got, but here's the thing. Know that just because it's here doesn't mean it gets put in. You got tier one, which is first responders and medical people. That's a small group. And so tier two is going to be much larger. That's, you know, 75 and above and some other things where it's like, that's why we've been paying close attention. So when you say, should the delegation, I'm assuming the rest of them are doing it too in terms of their health districts and with the state. So it's like, how are we doing this? What are you doing? When you get to tier two, is it pharmacies? Is it drugstores or hospitals going to play a role or federally qualified health centers? How's all that going to work? Because quite frankly, especially with that group, you got people 75 and north, it's like, you don't want them to line up 6 feet apart and wait their turn. You know, it's like.
So basically you think the problem is that we don't have a state plan in place to move to this next phase.
I think we do. I just think that needs to keep being refined, and it needs to be to the point where it's like, you want to get that out as soon as possible, and you don't want 75-year-olds walking in and lining up in a pharmacy 6 feet apart. So they're going to do, some of that's going to be appointments, which is good, but it's like, okay, but quite frankly, every 30 minutes when you go through, it's like, you got to get screened, you got to get your shot, they got to observe you for 10 or 15 minutes. It's like, it's not boom, 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 drive-through stuff. So there's more work to be done, but I mean, we're doing the oversight on it big time in terms of what do you need. You know what I was told when they said, what do you need?
Very brief.
It was like, we need more than 3 days to give the information of who got a shot to CDC. We want 7 days. Okay.
That's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much for all this time. I really appreciate it. I know how busy you are. Good luck in back in D.C.
Thanks, Sam.
Glad your staff is safe. And yeah. We'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts. And now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian. And at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.